Good morning. It's Thursday, June 27th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, we'll be discussing the recent decisions made by the Rome Common Council during their bi-monthly meeting at City Hall. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. Swedish center Filip Ingaras is staying with the Utica Comets for another season. The American Hockey League team announced that the 25-year-old has been signed to a one-year, one-way AHL deal for the upcoming season. Two men are accused of mugging another man in Utica, with one suspect already in jail on a different robbery. Boilermaker road race officials awarded commemorative bricks Tuesday to the 2024 winners of the Les Dieven Media Award, as well as the Peter J. DeStefano Volunteers of the Year, as part of the annual brick ceremony at Boilermaker Square. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit yoursentinel.com. Now let's dive into the recent decisions made by the Rome Common Council during their bi-monthly meeting at City Hall. On Wednesday evening, the Rome Common Council approved several key pieces of legislation. One of the significant agreements was with Hamilton College. According to this resolution, Hamilton College will pay the city $10,000 annually for property maintenance around their boathouse on the Erie Canal. This agreement will commence on July 1st and will continue through June 2035. The boathouse, which is located on Mill Street and was purchased by the college in 2021, serves the rowing team. Since its educational purpose exempts it from property taxes, this yearly payment is set to support the city's maintenance efforts around the property. In addition to this, the council unanimously approved a $2,500 donation from Worthington Steel. This donation will contribute to the Cycle the Erie Block Party, scheduled for July 11th. Furthermore, the council authorized the installation of new parking restrictions. These include limited and no parking signs along Trinkus Way, North Washington Street, and Willett Street. Lastly, preparations for the upcoming 4th of July party at Revere Copper were discussed. The council approved the temporary closure of East Dominic Street from 6th Street to Gansevoort Avenue. These decisions reflect the council's ongoing efforts to enhance community events and manage city resources effectively. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, in Utica, the Boilermaker Road Race honored contributors at the annual brick ceremony in Butler Park. Commemorative bricks were awarded to the 2024 winners of the Les Dieven Media Award and the Peter J. DeStefano Volunteers of the Year. Brad Vivacqua, a former Spectrum reporter from Frankfurt, received the Les Dieven Media Award for his extensive coverage of the Boilermaker Road Race. The Lake Effect Running Club nominated him for his dedication to promoting the race. The Volunteer of the Year awards went to Andy Reith and Phyllis Petrillo. Phyllis has been a longtime volunteer, involved in various committees, and currently heading the 15K Bib Pickup Committee. Andy started volunteering in 1979 and now leads the Varick Street Crew, ensuring finishers get food and water. Each award winner received a brick placed in the race course at Butler Park. The ceremony also allowed other brick purchasers to place their bricks, with over 45 installed this year. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at yoursentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at yoursentinel.com/subscribe.